So it's fantastic to see you, Natalie, under these weird circumstances. How are you getting on?
Yeah, likewise, Rach. Yeah, really good. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I think we've been through ups and downs, but we're kind of at that stage where we're experimenting, we're getting on really well. We've gone online and we're enjoying it. So are our clients. And yeah, we're enjoying really helping people move better, which is, yeah, great.
Brilliant. And that's exactly what I want to try and get into. So for anybody who's watching this, who are you? What do you do? What do you class yourself as professionally?
So I wouldn't call myself a clinician. I'm a sports therapist. And the reason I say that is because I don't diagnose injuries. What we do is we kind of assess and we kind of treat, but we never kind of go into, oh, you've got, you know, a certain diagnosis, because that's not our aim. Our aim is always, can we get people much better than when they first walked into our clinic? And, you know, does it really matter why or how we do it, as long as we do it? So that's kind of our mission. We see all kinds of different people, but our main focus is helping at the moment runners, cyclists. At the moment, that's kind of what we're focusing on, and we're doing this through the online consultations. And when I mean we don't actually diagnose, what we'll do is we'll send them like a questionnaire at the beginning before that we even get them online. And we'll sort of take them through like a questionnaire just to make sure they've got no red flags, and make sure that we're okay to do the online consultation. 9 times out of 10, we can. We've had no issues with that. As the main goal for people is, you know, that they're always saying, oh, my shoulder's a bit stiff. I'm working at a desk at home and, you know, I can't pick up my kids at the minute. So for them, it is just about moving better. And that's exactly what we can do online as well. So the transformation from going from hands-on to online, it's been really good, because it's helped me and my staff focus more on, well, how can we actually get away from the hands-on? It's still important, yeah. But actually it's kind of, in a good way, given us the confidence to go out and try something new. And the clients have also loved it. They've enjoyed the sessions, which is brilliant.
Yeah, and I'm actually literally writing a two-part blog about Remit and trying to help personal trainers. Is in the first one that's going out. It's going out tomorrow, actually. And then I'm speaking to, obviously, you and Mike and Martin after you today for the second one next week, which is all about sports therapy and the sort of recognition of that skill set and how ambiguous it may be. So next week's blog will hopefully clear that up, and you put it really beautifully from the horse's mouth, what you do and what you don't do. So that's really good. We're obviously connected through the Birmingham It's Coaching Diploma, which is very much hands-on. And so you've got your sports therapy hands-on, Birmingham It's Coaching hands-on. It sounds like, while maybe like the rest of us, you had that first bit of a panic mode, you've started to see it now as a more proactive way to do things differently. Are you still assessing online? How are you doing it online, apart from obviously your consultation that you've described?
Yeah, so I've actually, I've not had many people just go for the biomechanics coaching service. So what I've done is I've integrated it, and I've taken some of the tests from the biomechanics diploma, and kind of, you know, because some of the tests that we do in sports therapy, they're, you know, they're very hands-on. We have to make sure, you know, we get our hands in certain places, and can't just rely on that visual aid. However, you know, there are still tests out there. There are still movements that we can do, and if we're coaching movement, the best thing to do is set that marker as a movement. So, you know, I've had clients that have said, oh, at the moment, it's, you know, I'm really struggling to get up off the chair. Yeah. And I'm, you know, putting more weight through one leg than the other. And I'm like, right, okay, let's have a look at you. Let's see how you do that movement. And been reading a lot on, you know, Todd Hargrove, and he says the same thing, you know, make the actual test, the exercise, make it the objective marker, and then you know, he focuses a lot on, you know, the slower the movement, the better. So it's all about sort of it's that getting them into the mindset of what are you feeling, what are you sort of, you know, it's very subjective online, and that's kind of what I've been focusing on in the sessions with them. So but the biomechanics stuff is really, really important in terms of teaching them, you know, the exercises, and this is all stuff we can still do, which has been a really positive note, because the clients really enjoy, even though they may not feel like they're doing much, and that's kind of like the feedback I get. I say to them, it doesn't matter what you feel with this, because it's about just, you know, that small amount of pressure during the exercise. We're not here to do strength training. We're not here to feel things. We're here to calm everything down. And when it's saying the right language, I think, as well, and maybe educating them into, you know, what's the sympathetic nervous system compared to the parasympathetic nervous system, and, you know, why do we need that? And, you know, I'm not saying the sympathetic nervous system is, you know, we should forget about it, because it's there for a reason. But yeah, in terms of dealing with people in pain, it's just about making sure we're educating as well as getting them moving. And that's something that's proven to be successful online. So yeah, it's good.
And you're nailing it. I think it resonates when you talk about educating the client. And I think that's one thing we can really focus on in a positive light, using iMove freely, using these new techniques, low grade stuff they can do at home with no equipment. So I'm totally, you know, synergistic with everything you're saying. I'm a big believer, but I think it's also helping us to hone our skills in areas we maybe weren't. Me particularly, my vocabulary skills are not so strong, and I've been really forced to work with clients, as you say, visually. Can you do this movement? Show me how you get up and down off the sofa. And you're absolutely right, they in themselves are benchmarkers. So do you think then, I mean, it sounds like for you, you've taken it positively. Is this a long-term change to our industries, do you think? Is there going to be more online 2 years, 5 years from now? Do you think that's how it's going?
I think in a lot of industries, things are going to change. And I'm hoping for the better. I mean, you've maybe seen yourself at the environment, you know, the water's clearer, you know, the skies are looking amazing, and, you know, there's less pollution, and people are fine. All my friends are like, oh my God, I'm working from home, and why have I not done this before? It's, you know, less petrol, and, you know, more time spent at home with the children. And so I think there's a lot of positives to come out of this. And yeah, totally. I'm definitely going to continue doing these online sessions, because actually you can, you know, from being down south, now moved to Cheshire, I've had the majority of my online clients have been around the Cambridge sort of area. So it's been really lovely to reconnect with these people. And, you know, I haven't seen them in like 4 years. So it's been marvelous to see where they're at and how they've changed. And you know, some of them, you know, they came to me with shoulder injuries and, you know, loads of stiffness, but they're able to move, and, you know, they've come to me with something else, and, you know, we're going down a different path with them. So it's been really lovely. So I think I'm definitely going to focus on training, you know, the staff up to get more confident in, you know, how to speak to someone online, and you know, like I said earlier, and you said earlier about the language and vocabulary, it's very important that we get that bit right. And yeah, first and foremost, I think CPD has been a massive play in all of this, a massive part, because if we are not educated, how are we expected to give that education to our clients? So yes, client education is important, but I think that's because we've educated ourselves, and we've realized that we've got to develop ourselves first as a therapist and a biomechanics coach. CPD, I've been doing no end of it.
Been one of the luxuries, hasn't it, is having a little bit of time back. So in terms of your business then, looking forward, what I'm interested in is I'm looking to change my business long term. It was something I was going to do for a long time, just didn't have time, resources, a fear of technology. When you imagine your business, let's say 2 to 5 years from now, would you have a preference for everyone going through a system of both online and face-to-face? Or would you have sort of, I don't know, different packages where some maybe just purely online, some maybe purely face-to-face, or a mix, or don't know? How do you see that working?
I think it would be really good as a mix, because there are some people from Cambridge who have said, oh, I'd really love to have hands-on from Chloe or Jamie, and then I'd still like to see you online if that's okay. And I said, yeah, that's great, we can come up with, you know, some sort of package for you. But then you've got people that may just want to do online, I think it would work both ways, and you'd have to market that very differently. So as long as you've got like a good plan and involved, and you know why you're doing it, and whether or not you've got the people interested in doing that as well, I think is important. But having them there, we already do package deals, and what I've been doing with the clients who have already paid in advance is we've done this as a reduced rate, all these online sessions, and I've just said I'll just take it off at the end and see where we're at. And take it from there. But I think doing a mixture of the hands-on and the online, and creating a package deal for that, and then something separate, is probably going to be the way forward, because of people's location.
And I think you're absolutely right. I think commercially it's really interesting, because we can help more people. We can help people who can afford different amounts of service, or you know, they can have an entry point that's a lower cost, lower risk, whatever you want to classify it as in commercial terms. I totally agree. I think it's a no-brainer, and the fact we can help more people move better, more easily, you know, people in Australia even potentially. Do you think there's any detriment to that though?
I think only if you let it. I think as long as you've got a good plan, a good like strategy, yeah, and you kind of start off with the end goal, and then you've got all your little short-term goals, I think you'll get there. It kind of depends on why you're doing it and what your aims are, but yeah, I think also it's very individual, so the client has to want to do these online sessions. If they're out in, you know, it could be Australia, it could be Spain or wherever. I think the client has got to, it's a bit like in the, you know, when you kind of, I know you interview for your clients, Rach, so it's, you know, it's a good kind of, you know, it's a good like test to see whether they do actually want to work with you, and it should be the same for online as well. I guess it's just questioning the client and seeing whether they really do want to go ahead with it and commit.
Yeah, it's wondering whether we and I guess that there is the risk of sometimes losing people who need physical help, manual therapy, manual testing, but they go for the cheaper option. There's a potential for losing people in that way. But I think you're right. If we are able to communicate and create a package that helps them see, okay, you could start here, but down the line, you may need some hands-on treatment, I think, yeah, you're right, it's down to us. What do you think are, so you're one of our master trainers, which I'm really excited about, for you know, our programs being delivered by you, as a skilled sports therapist, long-term biomechanics coach, and a fantastic educator. Do you come across common misconceptions about biomechanics coaching or biomechanics as a science or what you do?
I mean, I like to, when I talk to my clients, I like to keep things very simple. So I'll never really get technical unless they really want me to. So when we advertise it on the website, it does say biomechanics coaching. But that in the sort of the page, I go on to say about, well, it's holistic. It's looking at the way you move. It's looking at how you move. And we as coaches, we understand. Then we can understand why you move the way you do. And that's what these tests are there for. So yeah, when clients sort of say biomechanics, some people will be like, oh, what's that? And I'll simply just say, we're just looking at your movement. It's just as simple as that. We're looking at how do you move now? And then this is hopefully what you'll be moving like in 6-12 weeks time. And yeah, it's all about just making sure that they're fully aware that it's teamwork as well. When it comes to the biomechanics coaching, it's not just about us educating them throughout the process. It's, you know, consistency and whether they're able to commit to it. But yeah, I think once I've explained the biomechanics, I think they're a lot more like, oh, they're fascinated. They're really, you know, they're really positive and enthusiastic, and oh my god, this is amazing. Really love like what you're talking about. I think this is totally for me. So yeah, I think people, again, it just comes down to education. And I think I was a bit like that years ago. When I saw a big word, I'd be like, oh no, that looks scary, that big word. But when you kind of, you know, when you kind of, you know, put it back down into layman's and just focus on, you know, the basics again, it just makes everything so much clearer. And that's what we have to do. We just have to make sure everything's nice and clear and simple for people to get on board with.
As a sports therapist, because coming out of a degree level sports therapy, which is what you did, and then doing our biomechanics coach diploma, how do you feel that contributed, or how has it helped you as a coach? What was the difference of the biomechanics coaching to everything previously that you'd learned?
For me, it was the way that you taught the diploma. So it just, you went into the technical, but then again, you brought it back down to that level where everyone could understand it and engage, and it was motivating, because then we'd all feel involved. And for me personally, it just opened up another door, because at uni it's, you know, it's very research driven, and you know, it's all about research methods and you know, theses and assessments, and you know, like, it was very academic, and it's kind of, they kind of, in our degree that we did, some of it was not always based on just movement and exercise. I felt like some of that got left out. And that's, you know, that's, to me, that's really important. I think one of the physios, luckily we had a physio in the third year who lectured us, and she said the same thing. She said the most important thing, I think she got us to write on a whiteboard, and she said, right, what is the one thing that is really, really important to help people get them back to where they want to be? And we all said massage, foam rolling, joint mobilizations. She's like, no. And she put the word exercise. She just wrote exercise. She's like, movement. That's the one thing that will get you there.
Yeah.
And every lesson that we had with her was practical based. We're always in like a studio with different types of equipment, and sometimes just nothing. She'd just teach us, you know, different movement patterns, and it was good. We really enjoyed those sessions. And yeah, that kind of, I think that the why I brought that up was because it kind of linked into your diploma, and that I like how you give us the theory, but also there's also the practical, and you're always making us think about what movements that, and what you know. And it's giving us that imagination, the creativity to come up with those answers on our own. So yeah, I thought that was, and you know, that's, I've never been that great with problem solving. And I think that's what's helped me improve with my problem solving, is that way of teaching has, you know, helped me improve that skill.
And I think the success of a good coach comes from breaking complex stuff down to simplistic level with the client, which is exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Is there a particular case study or an example, like somebody who pops into your mind where you felt that the I Move Freely program particularly was like just a mind-blowing, like, game changer? Is there one you could think of without sharing any personal details, of course?
This was going back to when I lived in Cambridge. The guy was, I'm going to be kind to him, I'm going to say late 30s. And he was involved in powerlifting competitions. So his main goal was to be able to, I can't remember how much, but it was a certain amount, like get a personal best in deadlift. And I think it was bench press he wanted as well. And he was like, oh, I don't know what, you know, is it my nutrition? Is it, you know, is quite clued up with all this already. He's got a personal trainer. So, you know, it was really important for me as a biomechanics coach to go back and forward and communicate with the personal trainer at all times. So it wasn't just, oh, by the way, you know, I'm the biomechanics coach, how are you doing? It was, right, by the way, this week we're working on this, this and this. What will you be working on to help complement this plan? You know, what can I be doing to help him succeed as well? So we'd always be back and to in with, you know, with updated plans. He just kind of, he fell in love with it. He fell in love with the plan because he knew 2 weeks in is when he just, the light bulb moment went, and he went, this is working for me. This is working. I'm going to do it. And, you know, I'm going to succeed in my competition. And he did it. He managed to do it. I think he got more on the deadlift than what he was expecting. And he just did the bench press. Because he had originally come in with a shoulder injury, he was a little bit, there was still a few things we needed to help him out with that. But that was more, I think, psychological and focusing on his mindset and just altering his beliefs with that, and, you know, showing him that, you know, you can move, you can do this. I think for even the personal trainer was like, what did you get him on? What did you have him doing? I want to do this. So it was really, really cool. I even think he's still using it now. We every now and then keep in contact. What was really interesting on his case was his lower back, his QL area. It got to a point, it improved, but it never got better on the tests, as in, like, it didn't fully, like, you know, go away. So, and he was a bit like, oh, no, why isn't it going away? I want it to go away. I'm like, so what? Who cares? You've done it. You've achieved your goal. Why do you need to be perfect? You don't need to. As long as you've reduced your pain, you've got more movement, you've achieved your goals, why do you need to worry about that certain muscle anymore? You don't. It's probably the best it's ever going to be. That's great for you. You've done really, really well in this program. Keep doing what you're doing. And then, yeah. And he was like, oh, right, okay. Because I think he had a hard time in going, oh, I want to be perfect. I want to have the best physique. And I just kind of said, why? What's so what? It doesn't matter. It's I think sometimes in what we do as sports therapists and biomechanics coaches is, you know, sometimes if there's a structural thing going on, you just can't change it. You're not going to change it. And that's something we tell our clients a lot, because they'll always come in and go, oh, I've got spondylitis, or, and it's like, so yeah. Let's obviously, you know, be a bit more we're a bit more sensitive to the fact that they do have something going on, but we'll always sort of focus on other areas as well. I think that was an eye opener for him.
And I had a similar experience when I've trained powerlifters, strength athletes particularly, where you're getting them actually to do really low grade techniques, and their lifts can go up by, like, I had one guy 10 kilos on two of the lifts in 2 days, you know, so that's quite mind blowing. I've had the same sort of experience. So, okay, I'm a bit of a book nerd in terms of Audible. I'm like a sponge with my earphones in when I'm doing my walk every morning. Do you read real books or do you listen to Audible or both?
I do both, and it depends on what I'm doing, how much time I have, what kind of mood I'm in. I also think it's really important to dib in and out of different learning styles. So I've always learned by reading and then writing things down. Yeah. Whereas now I thought, well, I've got the time to listen more. I think right now it's important that listening skills are they're more important than ever at the moment. And yeah. So I am on Audible. And I think, to be fair, I think all of my books that I'm listening to have come from you, Rach, to be honest. So yeah, there's a lot on there.
Go on, fire away. What are your top? What's your top
Katie Bowman.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Katie Bowman for sure is one of my favourites. So Move Your DNA, I think, is probably one of my favourites. But yeah, I'm also into you've got I think, who is it? What's his name? I've got my book, Brendan Burchard. I think his High Performance Habits book. I've actually got the hard copy of that. And there's just so much more. Brené Brown, I love her stuff. She's on Netflix as well. Listening to Dare to Lead, because you know I'm a manager, and it's been a bit of a juggling act. But yeah, it's been good. And yeah, just kind of, there's loads. I'm just looking through them now. And Simon Sinek as well, Start With Why. I think I've listened to a couple of times now. And yeah, I seem to be doing that with my fiance as well. I'm like, but why? Why do you want to do that, love? Why? And he's like, because. I'm like, but why? And he's like, just shush. But yeah.
Okay, so... where can people find you? Where are you in the world? What's your website, social media? How can people find you? Anybody watching this wants your service. Where are you?
Well, I am online. I am also in Cheshire. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. So it's Sports Corrective Therapy is our name. And we've got a lot of content going on at the moment. It's mainly revolves around running and cycling, because that's what people seem to be loving their bike rides at the moment because of this beautiful weather that we're having. So yeah, it's our website is sportscorrectivetherapy.co.uk. You can book online for the I Move Freely classes. They're every Wednesday at 6:30. And what we're gonna do is, yeah, just if you bring along a friend, they can come for free and just try it out and see if they like it.
Brilliant. And are you Sports Corrective? Is it the same on your social media? How do they find you on social media?
Yes. Yeah. So if you type in Sports Corrective Therapy in the search bar in Facebook, you can do the same in Twitter and Instagram, and we'll come up straight away. We're kind of like a bluey greeny sort of logo.
Brilliant. So for anybody else watching this, Natalie is one of our master trainers, so you will be seeing her hopefully if you decide to come along to some of our face-to-face stuff, which might be happening soon, end of the year, hopefully. Yeah. But Natalie, that's fantastic. Great to speak to you. Thanks for giving me a bit of time during lockdown, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you on the other side.
Excellent.
All right.
Cheers, Rach.
Bye.
Bye.